Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent of the Irish Times. Good morning.
Morning, Brendan.
Conor, you've been reporting with extraordinary detail about how online scammers work. And we've all seen these ads, you know, a well-known person describing how they make big money after a small investment. You're telling the story of what happens after someone clicks on these ads. And it's based on a data leak you got. These scammers are basically recording their calls, were they?
Oh, absolutely. We got two data leaks, actually. One from the Organised Crime and Corruption Reporting Project and another from Investigate Europe to international journalism consortiums. And in particular, we were working with its editorial director, Maylene McNamara.
And why were they recording the calls?
They were recording the calls in their call centre. So yeah. It's for training purposes, just like any other call centre. When you ring up, and this call may be recorded for training purposes, so they can listen back, and actually, also they can check up on their employees as well.
Yeah, because the picture you paint is that these outfits, this one in Georgia that you talk about, it operates very much like a legitimate call centre and a legitimate business, except that everyone has extraordinary pay and perks.
That's right. So it's in almost every way, it's just like any kind of sales operation that exists all over the world. They have HR departments, they have performance evaluations, they have, you know, sales targets, they have office parties and that sort of thing. So the Georgian operation had 85 people, and they were pulling in vast sums of money from these scams, 30 million euro over 2.5 years. So, and the top, there is performance bonuses. So the top performers would be getting sometimes 17,000 euro a month. This is a country where the average monthly wage is 650 euro. So incredibly lucrative for the people at the very top.
And look, we all think I'd never fall for this. The victims you came across are all smart people. Like, there's a diplomat, a nurse, an IT worker.
Yeah, this is one of the main things I think we wanted to get across, that there is no usual victim and it's not a case of intelligence or wealth. These people are incredibly skilled and train a huge amount in succouring people. So, yeah, we have policemen, we have accountants. We even had in the UK a financial advisor we found. So even knowledge of the stock market or knowledge of technology and social media isn't a defence in a lot of cases, because they're just that good, these people.
OK, so the process then, so for most people, as we say, starts with an online ad. They click into that. These are often run by legitimate-ish marketing companies, yeah?
Yeah, so these they're there to gather sales leads. So everyone's familiar with the ads. It might be a fake version of Micheál Martin or Elon Musk, you know, and it's an AI version of them. These are getting so good that it's really hard to tell the difference. You click on the ad, you're asked to put in your details. These marketing companies then sell on those leads to scam companies, but also legitimate sales companies as well, we understand. And the leads can go for huge amounts of money, and Irish leads are particularly valuable.
How much?
The average was 1,100 euro for an Irish lead. So that's very near the top of the table. I think Scandinavian countries cost the most at about 1,200 euro. And Netherlands and Canada are just a little bit higher. But Ireland, Irish leads are amongst the most valuable. I assume because it's based on GDP. And the data suggests that the older the target, the victim is, the more valuable a lead is, perhaps under the assumption that they might not be as tech savvy.
Okay, and then when the details are sold on, the scammers then basically, like, they have a whole process. They pass you through a chain of people designed to kind of keep wringing cash out of you. Explain that chain and how it works.
So you've got two teams. Well, actually, three teams. The first team is the conversion team. They're more junior scammers. They call you up and get you to invest a small amount of money, usually about 250 euro, and they will show you making small gains on that. Nothing amazing, but they're told to sell the senior, and the senior is the member of the retention team, and they're more experienced scammers, and they're the person who will build up this long-term relationship with the target. They'll get to know their lives, they'll ask about their family, their weekend plans, they really build up a rapport with them, and they will start selling bigger and bigger investments. Like,
so once you got in with the 250 initially and you're told you're making money, you're passed on then to this senior, and these are, we've all had this experience in different levels of call centres, but presumably they have cultural references and stuff, they can talk to you about the match or whatever. Yeah, it's,
oh, 100%. It's all, yeah. Yeah, and they'll have English, so like they'll have different desks for different reasons. So
okay,
there's an English speaking desk which would handle the UK, Ireland, Australia, not the US so much. They don't like US citizens because the FBI is too proactive in investigating these things, but Canada as well. And they'll have an English set of names. You'll be getting a call from an Irish number. It won't be in Ireland, the person will be in Georgia, but they'll spoof the number. And yeah, they'll be able to touch on cultural references like, did you see the match last night? God, Ireland were terrible, etc., etc. So even though the accents might sound, say, Eastern European, they'll have an excuse for that. You know, I lived there for years, or I'm a half, you know, Estonian or something like that. So they're incredibly skilled, and they're trained to touch to find your weak spot. So one of the things they're trained to do is ask, what would you do if you had €10,000 tomorrow? You know, and get them dreaming and get them thinking. And they're also trained just to get them to talk about their lives. Maybe someone has health troubles that they need money for. Maybe they're having trouble paying the mortgage or whatever. So either exploiting their, to put it unkindly, greed, or exploiting their worries and fears, their money worries and fears, in an incredibly cynical and effective way.
Okay, so it's like they're practically trained in psychology, like.
It's social engineering, nearly, yeah.
Wow. So then, okay, you're with the senior, and the idea there, you haven't managed to take any of your money out, but you're seeing gains on screen, and their job then is to get you to invest a little bit more, is that we have a great opportunity here.
Exactly, yeah. So it could be Bitcoin, it could be Tesla, and they'll give you a login to your own account, and it'll show all the lines are going in the right direction, very sophisticated looking account. It's all completely notional, you know, there's no money has been invested, the money is gone, essentially. They'll try to get you to invest more and more. At some stage, almost inevitably, the person will be like, that's enough, I want to take my money out. You know, I've earned, according to you, 50 grand, say, I want to take it out. They're like, no problem at all. You just need to pay me my commission, which is 10%, and another few fees. But you have to pay that first, crucially, before you can give them the money.
Okay, to which I say to the scammer, I would like to think, well, take the commission out of the money I've earned.
No, you can't, because that, we don't have that money. That money is in the blockchain, and no one knows what the blockchain is. I certainly don't really. So, you know, they might accept that answer. And, you know, if it's a case of paying over €4,000 to get €50,000, it's very tempting. And remember, you've built a relationship with this person. You trust them. So a lot of people do pay over the money, but they still don't get their €50,000. They don't get anything.
So some people get stung again at the end. And then is there another final sting in the tail as well, the recovery room?
Yeah, there's the most cynical aspect of it. So at some point, the people will probably realise they've been scammed. They've lost all their money, and the calls will stop until maybe a few months later, they'll get a call from someone claiming to be from you know, the police, a financial services authority, or maybe a bank or some other payments company, and say, hey, we've got good news. Those people who are scamming you, we've shut them down and we've frozen their funds. So we can give you your money back. We can maybe even get your profits back. But you just need to open up a cryptocurrency wallet and put €4,000 in there, and then we're all sorted. It's kind of like the final sting in the tail. Of course, in case it's not clear, this call is coming from the same call centre as the scammers. And again, it's that sunk cost fallacy. A lot of people will say, God, okay, maybe I can
in
get
for a penny,
back.
In for a pound.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. When you rang, when you were talking to a lot of victims, did they believe you were who you were?
Yeah, that was one of the challenges, I suppose. And we wanted to talk to as many people as possible. who we found in Irish victims, and one of the challenges of ringing them up was convincing them you weren't a scammer as well. You know, we got them to come into the Irish Times offices to show that we were who we said we were, and you know, a lot of people didn't come back to us. Understandably, we're embarrassed, or you know, we can hear it on the calls. People haven't told their family that they've lost the money. They're saying I can't pay my mortgage or whatever. Some people did come in, and you know, even some of the people we spoke to still, at the back of our mind, thought there's a chance of getting their money back, even though we were able to show them the calls, the spreadsheets, every detail of the scam, showing how it's all played out.
That's extraordinary stuff. But let's not forget that what's at the end of that is a lot of ruined lives, aren't there? Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent of the Irish Times, thank you very much.